This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. I'm trying to keep my throat well watered because normally you get the weekend to rest, right? But I did a big seminar presentation here in Vegas on Saturday for Energized Health, by the way, one of my great sponsors, and then had business meetings almost all day yesterday, Sunday, and of course also watched the Conor McGregor UFC bout on Saturday night, and I was a little screaming too. And I'll tell you what I take away from that Conor McGregor. Sometimes, you know, a lot of conservatives don't even like sports anymore. They won't watch sports anymore. So they don't even know about these things. They don't watch UFC. They think, well, the athletes are liberal, and they just don't watch any of these things anymore. They won't watch the NFL. They don't watch NBA. They don't watch Major League Baseball, et cetera, et cetera. But there's lessons to be learned in all these things, and I'm going to write a commentary about this, as a matter of fact, probably tonight when the show ends. You wonder when Wayne Root takes time off. I don't. I think between the end of the show and dinner, I'm going to write a commentary tonight about watching Conor McGregor and the UFC on Saturday night. And I'll tell you what the takeaway was. One of my friends was a hired cameraman inside the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, 20,000-plus screaming fans, insane fans. And he texts me and says, you're not going to believe who just walked by me, Donald J. Trump. Trump is here. The president's here. Oh, my God. Now, first of all, I didn't know Trump was coming to Vegas. I had no idea. I had no idea he was coming to Vegas or attending the UFC fight. But UFC has become bigger than boxing. So, you know, to have Trump ringside is like the biggest thing in the world. Right? That's like the old days when, you know, Tyson would fight somebody and you'd have the President of the United States and U.S. senators and celebrities sitting, you know, right in the front row, courtside. And Trump walked in and he, you know, he texts me and I'm like, well, that's weird. No one on TV is mentioning it. He's telling me Trump just walked by him. They've got to say it on TV. They didn't. And then he tells me, he texts me, oh, my God, the crowd's going insane for Donald Trump. It's a bigger ovation than for Conor McGregor. It's like this is the biggest celebrity that's ever walked in. And all 20,000 people love Trump. And the screams are incredible. And the whole crowd breaks into USA, USA, USA. He's telling me this, right? The announcers for the McGregor fight and the whole UFC night are ESPN announcers. This is an ESPN event, all put on by ESPN Plus. And we all know ESPN hates Donald Trump. We all know ESPN's filled with liberal jerk-offs. And so there's not one mention of anything going on. And as he's telling me this on text, I'm listening in the background, and the crowd is chanting, USA, USA, USA. And the announcers are saying nothing. They're looking at Trump walking in while the crowd is chanting, USA. They never said a word. And Trump takes a seat with three billionaires sitting together. Is that not news? How could you avoid the news that three billionaires are sitting with each other? Billionaire former president of the United States, the biggest celebrity in the world, Donald Trump on one side. Sitting next to him is Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the New England Patriots, of the NFL, and the nonstop Super Bowl champs. And sitting next to them is the owner of Treasure Island. I always know his name, and then I always forget his name. It's Phil something, who owns Treasure Island in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's Trump's best friend in Las Vegas. I've just lost his name for a second. Phil Ruffin. There we go. Thank you, Chris. Chris, my board op, is always an associate producer, always in my ear. If I don't get it, he's got it every time. It's amazing, the recall he's got. But it's Phil Ruffin, who's the owner of the TI Treasure Island in Las Vegas, and he's worth like $4 billion. So wouldn't you say when you're talking about celebrities and you're bragging about the UFC and you're trying to promote the UFC and you're trying to promote ESPN, wouldn't you say there's three billionaires sitting together and do a camera shot of them? Not if one of them is Donald Trump and you're ESPN and you have Trump derangement syndrome. They never did. They spent the rest of the night talking about all the amazing celebrities there. What a celebrity crowd. Oh, my God. And they showed Megan Fox and they showed Machine Gun Kelly and they showed 20 actors and actresses I've never heard of in my entire effing life. Who are they? I don't know. If you're not 16, you probably wouldn't know who they were. They're a bunch of teeny bopper actors. Never heard of them. They all look 20 years old. At best, they're good enough to show, but you wouldn't think to say the president of the United States just walked in, Donald J. Trump. So does that tell you the election was stolen? I mean, seriously, this is how bad the media is. They tried to erase Donald Trump from the championship fight night. Like he wasn't there, he never was there, he never was sitting in the front row, he didn't get a standing ovation, 20,000 people didn't scream his name, they didn't scream USA, USA. So, number one, they don't want you to know how popular he is that he got this kind of an ovation. I thought he was unpopular. I thought everybody hates Donald Trump. I thought he just lost an election. Evidently not. Not with 20,000 people inside the UFC fight. He's the most popular guy ever. So they don't want you to know that, number one. And number two, they don't even want you to say his name. They erased him from the broadcast. So how do you believe anything the media tells you? The same media says you got to take the vaccine. The vaccine works. The same media said Trump should be impeached for a call to Ukraine. The same media said Trump should be impeached because he stole the 2016 election with Russian collusion, all of which are lies. And the same media tells you the 2020 election wasn't stolen by the Democrats. No judge thought it was stolen, and it was all lies by Donald Trump. Really? How do you not believe the election was stolen when you see the level that sports media would stoop to make you not know that Donald Trump is there and that he's beloved? There's such frauds, it's incredible. And to me, it's proof the election was stolen. It's just another proof. It's one of 50 proofs that the election was stolen. The same people wanted you to believe Trump was unpopular and he was losing in the polls by a mile, and that Biden was popular, even though 20,000 show up at every Trump event and five people stand in circles at Biden events. And four of the five are members of the media. That's a Biden crowd. But Biden beat Trump. Yeah, right. And Trump wasn't at the UFC, right? And by the way, he was in my TV set. You could watch the event. And if you weren't blind, you saw Trump with a bright red tie. And you're like, gee, that looks like Donald Trump. But why wouldn't they say something? He's in the front row. You can't miss him. How could you run a whole fight, five fights, with him in the front row and not mention it? It's just amazing, it's startling, it's sickening, and it's more proof that the media's a fraud, that it's all fake news, and that the election was stolen. Because they all have Trump derangement syndrome. My associate producer here, Chris, not only gave me the name of Phil Ruffin, the owner of Treasure Island, but he also sent me a tweet, and it's something I saw earlier, I just haven't gotten to it yet. I keep telling you to wait on these vaccines. They're not good. There's a lot of problems with them. And I just had told you all in hour number one the story of just a few years ago when another COVID pandemic was hitting the world, another, you know, version of COVID, of bad flu. And they gave out a vaccine, and a bunch of people got sick. And I'm talking like 40 died and like under 100 got sick with a rare nerve disease. And I've never been able to pronounce it, but I think it's called Guillain-Barré. And I remember because of just a handful of people getting this nerve disease, they stopped the vaccine in mid-flight. They said, stop it. We can't give people vaccines anymore. And they ended it. It was too dangerous because 40 people died and 60 got this disease. And today, there's thousands and thousands and thousands dead from the shot, the vaccine, the experimental rush to production vaccine. And there's even more thousands dead, tens of thousands dead in Europe from the vaccine. And there's hundreds of thousands of adverse effects from the vaccine in America and 1.5 million adverse effects in Europe. And hundreds of thousands of those in both America and Europe are extremely serious reactions, and these people may never recover. They may have a problem for the rest of their lives. Matter of fact, one of them, as I mentioned last hour, Eric Clapton, was in serious trouble for a few weeks, and now he's not sure if he's ever going to be able to perform again because his fingers, the world's greatest guitar player, may not be able to ever play the guitar again unless he wears special equipment and special gloves because the pain his fingers were in after getting the vaccine. So it's just interesting that a few deaths a few years ago when the world was not insane and the world wasn't run by the D.C. swamp and the world wasn't run by the deep state and the world wasn't run by the CDC and the WHO and the world wasn't run by Big Pharma in the early 2000s, if a few people got sick and died from a vaccine, they would stop the vaccine immediately and say nobody can have it anymore. There's something wrong. Now it's thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands getting sick and dying, and they say it's okay, don't worry about it. Everyone needs to get the vaccine. More of you should get the vaccine. So what did Chris send me? Breaking news from the New York Times. The FDA will warn that the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine can increase the risk of a rare nerve condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Unless I'm crazy, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, it might be Guillain-Barré. But whatever it is, that's the same one that people got in the early 2000s from, I think it was the bird flu vaccine, and they stopped the vaccine because a few people got it. I wouldn't be surprised if thousands have gotten it this time. I wouldn't be surprised if tens of thousands have gotten it, and they're still not going to stop the vaccine. They'll just give you a little warning and then tell you your kids must get it.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years.
years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
And by the way, you know, there's so many scams associated with COVID. COVID's real. COVID's absolutely real. I know lots of people who've had COVID. Is it the flu real? Aren't there bad flu seasons? I know lots of people who've had bad flu. My grandfather died at 93, going on 90, just about 94 years old, from getting the flu and dying of pneumonia. People die every day from the flu. 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 people die every year from the flu. But nobody's ever put it on the front page of newspapers, in the front of every news, TV news segment. Every report is about COVID, deaths of COVID. Nobody reports that stuff about the flu. Nobody reports about people dying of cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes, car accidents, drug addiction. Can you imagine if every day? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Channel 7, 6 o'clock news. 76 people died today of opioid addiction. Can you imagine that's how you opened every news? Why would I want to know how many people died of the flu today? Why does that matter in my life? I got to live my life without thinking all day about how many people died of the flu. You got to stop this. Not only is the vaccine, many aspects of it, scammy. Not only were the lockdowns scammy. Not only were the masks in many aspects scammy. But on top of that, the tests are scammy. The tests are scammy. Did you see this story? This is not Wayne Root. This is not Donald Trump. This is Reuters, the very liberal news organization, Reuters. That's where I found it. Coronavirus test kits used in Tanzania were dismissed as faulty by the president on Sunday because they returned positive results on samples taken from a goat and a pawpaw. What's a pawpaw? Is that a bird? Is that like a kind of a parrot, I think? The president's name is Magufuli. Magufuli. had previously asked Tanzanians to pray the coronavirus away. So I'm not saying this guy's great either. This guy's strange. But I guess he tested the test kits, and they randomly obtained non-human samples, including from a pawpaw, a goat, and a sheep. And they assigned them human names and ages, and then submitted them to Tanzania's laboratory to test for coronavirus. And they purposely left the lab technicians unaware of their origins. Samples from the pawpaw and the goat tested positive for COVID-19. So the president of Tanzania said it's likely many people are being tested positive when, in fact, they're not infected by coronavirus. So here, you know, I'm laughing because they all, you know, liberals think conservatives are racist. The reality is I'm now quoting a crazy African president, right? The guy's nuts. I'm sure the president of Tanzania is a guy that is just absolutely, you know, by American standards, we'd laugh at him, right? You know, when you talk about goats, who knows what he does with goats? He's the president of Tanzania. I have no idea what he does with goats, but he certainly submitted a goat, and it came back positive for COVID. My point is that in America, the positive tests were BS. The positive tests were total bullspit. We all knew that they set the numbers too sensitive on the test so that it looked like everybody had COVID. And everybody did have COVID because if you even breathed, there was COVID in the air. So you had one COVID germ up your nose. They called that COVID. But A, you didn't have COVID, and B, you couldn't give it to anyone. You just had one germ up your nose. Every person who had one germ up their nose tested positive for COVID. So it started to look like everybody's got COVID. We're all going to die. This was all part of the scam. COVID, let me repeat, is not a scam. It is real. It is dangerous. People will die. People have died. But it isn't anything to lose your life over. It isn't anything to lose your business over. It isn't anything to lose your job over. It isn't anything to lose your sanity over. It isn't anything to lose your confidence over. You got to go out and attack life. You can't let COVID and the worries of COVID stop you from going to work every day and going to church on Sundays and living your life and seeing your kids and your grandkids. What kind of idiots were so scared of COVID they didn't let their grandkids visit for a year? Are you kidding me? I'm old enough to be a grandfather, right? I'm about to be 60 years old in a week. But I still have kids that are young. And I I'm divorced, and the kids live at my ex-wife's. I had them over three times a week the entire period of COVID, the entire year. When everybody was scared, they wouldn't let their grandchildren visit. I had my little 13-year-old daughter visiting, and my 15-year-old and 16-year-old son visit, and my college kid coming from college where lots of kids had COVID, and he came all the time and visited. And my daughter, who lives in Europe, she came and visited, flew in and visited. And I would never say, oh, I don't want to see my kids. Never. I'm willing to risk death to go to work every day. I'm willing to risk death to go out and live life every day. And I'm willing to risk death to see my own kids every day. And if you're not willing to do that, you aren't living life.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They're killing people. I mean, they really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
President Biden's comments before heading off to Camp David for the weekend. The president not happy with social media platforms that he believes are allowing the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. This comes as the CDC director says coronavirus deaths are on the rise. A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places the program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to illegal immigrants who are in the country illegally. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show. We got a good interview coming up. But sponsor of this segment of the show must... been with us for months and months and months, good people. And what did they tell us? They told us that inflation was coming. As a matter of fact, the ad, the live read they gave me, the words they told me to say is don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You could see for yourself, gas prices up dramatically, home prices up dramatically, commodity prices up dramatically, food prices up dramatically. It's all about inflation, inflation, inflation. It's coming. It's big. And then what did I find today? All kinds of articles that say that inflation is wild. And that anyone that tells you otherwise is lying. It's here to stay, and it's big, and it's huge, and it's scary. Former INF economist, America's inflation is beginning to resemble a Latin American country. And that's one of several articles I've got here saying that inflation is wild and rampant. Here's another economist's issue warning for Americans to brace themselves for years of inflation not seen in decades. So they turned out to be right about everything. So did Wayne Root. I've been saying it as well, that Biden's spending would knock us. I mean, Trump's spending was bad enough. And before that, Obama's spending was insane. And before that, Bush's spending was insane. They all spend insane because it's not a president's job to not spend. It's Congress's job to decide spending, and there's no line item veto, so the president can't cut it. But this is just, what's happening now is beyond the pale. It's crazy. We're going to turn into Zimbabwe. Your best protection against inflation is gold. If the dollar goes to zero and gold holds its value, then you're the big winner. And that's where it looks like it's going, man, with inflation at levels that no one ever imagined for decades, and we're going to have them staying there for years to come. Wow. So call ASI Asset Strategy. They're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. But anything you want in the world of precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rare coins, whatever you're looking for or shopping for, looking for competitive prices, they will give you the best price in the entire world when you say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call him today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. So we've got our guest here. It is Robert Stacy McCain, managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. He must be the new managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. Robert, you're brand new, huh?
Yeah, I joined back in January.
And, all right, so your first appearance on my show, but before that, we had the other dude who was always with us at Rasmussen Reports, who's a good
friend,
guy.
Fran Coombs.
Fran Coombs, there we go. So good. So you succeeded Fran, Robert Stacy McCain, managing editor of Rasmussen Reports, and you start off with a bang, because on our show, anyway, with a bang, because here are the some of the polls that I think are very substantial to talk about. Are the media the enemy of the people? You'd think, based on what the media would tell you, that Donald Trump is an idiot, and Donald Trump is not popular, and his views are not popular, and when Donald Trump said the media is the enemy of the people, Donald Trump was being a terrible guy, and an evil guy, and a traitor to America, because he doesn't like the enemy. Well, guess what? Rasmussen says 58% of voters agree, correct?
That is correct. You know, the thing is, Wayne, is that this poll was actually suggested to us by someone on Twitter. Someone who follows our account on Twitter said, why don't you ask this? And I was looking at it, and we ask a lot of different questions during the week. You know, we poll 500 people a night, five nights a week, 52 weeks a year. That's a lot of polling. So one thing is, we're consistent. We do a lot of polling on a lot of different questions. And so someone suggested this, and I said, okay, let's ask it. And it's without telling people that it's a direct quote from Donald Trump, we said, Is the media truly the enemy of the people? And 58% of likely voters agreed.
Listen, I agree, so I understand it. By the way, have you ever asked this just simple, straight question? Was the election rigged and stolen? And what was the answer? Did you ask that yet? Because that's one I'd like to recommend you ask. Was the election rigged and stolen? I'll bet you'll find 70 to 80% of Republicans agree. Probably no Democrats. What? But almost every Trump person I know says the election was stolen.
Oh, yeah. We have asked this question in a few different kinds of wordings, not quite as directly as you put it. But we've asked, you know, did cheating affect the outcome of the 2020 election? And that was a majority. That actually got over 50% that believed that cheating affected the outcome. You know, we've asked it different ways, and you find that about 70% of Republican voters and about half of unaffiliated voters believe that the and not a small share, you know, some between 20% and 30% of Democrats also think that the election results were somehow tainted. Now, you know, you could ask them specifically, what do you mean by that? You know, and they might have different interpretations of it. But a lot of people looked at those results and had doubts.
Well, they should have doubts. It's very, very strange.
You know,
what happened?
The media wants to tell us that this is, you know, a lie. Right, you know, it's a big lie to have any doubt about the election. But you know, in Arizona, they've had audits. A judge has ordered an audit in Georgia, and you know, people want to see what went on. You know, and if it turns out everything was above board, so what? You know,
I remember on my show. We're talking to Robert Stacey McCain, who is the relatively new managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. On my show, I reported right after the election that there was a famous mathematician who used to be from Harvard but had moved on to USC, and he was in charge of, you know, the mathematics department at USC, brilliant mathematician, and he said the odds that Trump could have been leading on election night in Pennsylvania by 800,000 votes, in Georgia by 100,000 votes, in Michigan by 300,000 votes, and in Wisconsin by 100,000 votes, and he lost all four states. The odds of that were one in a quadrillion. And nobody else, but I've never heard anyone in the world talk about it but me. That, you know, oh, there can't be a stolen election. That's ridiculous. Trump's a liar. Nobody mentions that this guy's one of the world's great mathematicians, and he said it's impossible that he lost those four states with leads like that the next morning. It's impossible. So you'll never convince me that what happened was normal, and we should all just accept it, because it wasn't normal and we shouldn't accept it. But anyway, let's go to some other poll questions. Nation headed down the wrong track. 54% of voters believe the nation is headed down the wrong track. That's interesting.
Yeah, and the thing is, we ask this question, again, this every week we publish the right, what's called the right direction, wrong track thing, and you know, a majority of people for some time had believed that the country was headed down the wrong track, and that got really bad. That number went plunging. That the people who believed it was going in the right direction, it plunged after the election. Economic confidence also plunged after the election, and so the sense that people are really worried about the direction the country is headed, and Joe Biden so far has not restored their confidence very much.
Well, yeah, I restored the confidence. We feel like it's a communist takeover of the United States. There's no confidence in that. It's ironic. The people of Cuba are revolting. There's a revolution in the streets, and it's going to turn into deadly, I assume, a deadly revolution, because they're so angry at socialism, at the same time as every one of us can see and feel that America is being led down the exact same road. Why aren't we revolting in America? I don't know. I guess people don't feel that we're quite at the level of Cuba yet. I feel like we're really close with door-to-door vaccines and vaccine passports and lockdowns and serious censorship and banning of my words on Twitter or Facebook over COVID and over lockdowns and over vaccines. Not allowed to talk about a stolen election. Sure seems to me we're getting close to a communist dictatorship here. Very scary stuff. Here's another one. Voters agree that America's founders explicitly wanted an armed citizenry to keep potential tyrannical governments in check. 54% of Rasmussen voters agree with that statement, that, you know, that the founding fathers wanted the people to have guns to keep the government in check. 54%. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's another poll we did. And we, and by the way, this is something else we do. We ask the same questions from time to time. And the number has actually gone up. Okay. So that, you know, more people believe in the Second Amendment now than, you know, than previously. And, you know, the fact is that the people recognize the meaning of the Second Amendment. And you know, as you know, that we've also polled, have you bought a gun in the past year? And we're getting, you know, huge numbers because, as you know, the gun sales have been so good in the past year, that people you can't get ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Robert Stacy McCain, Rasmussen Reports. Great stuff. Go there every day and check it out. The music's on. Robert, we got to run. RasmussenReports.com. We appreciate you educating us on what the American people really believe. Thank you, Robert.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My board op, Chris, is such a jerk. We're talking, and then he's like, oh, by the way, you're on. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets, as in veterans, military veterans, to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. They take care of the vets and they take care of the horses. And whether it's your choice to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. There's so many great things to say about Liberty Projects. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Two of my favorite things in the world. I don't know about horses, but vets and animals. I'm a dog person, you know, but all animals. I love all animals. Cats and rabbits and horses and you name it. But mostly dogs. But I love animals and I love veterans, military veterans. It's really horrifying to hear that the United Nations has been formally invited by the Biden administration to investigate this is a quote, scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia in the United States. Did you ever think we would fall to this level of self-hating communist scum thugs attacking our own country from within? It's incredible. Joe Biden, a lifelong racist, the guy's made more anti-black comments in his life than any politician I know of in all of America in modern times, claims his administration is deeply dedicated to addressing racial injustice on the global scale. It's unbelievable. Anthony Blinken is the Secretary of State. He says, as the President has repeatedly made clear, great nations such as ours do not hide from our shortcomings. They acknowledge them openly and strive to improve with transparency. It is in this context that the United States intends to issue a formal invitation to all UN experts who report and advise on human rights. As a first step, we've reached out to offer an official visit by the UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism and the UN Special Rapporteur rapporteur on minority issues. I urge all UN member states to join the United States in this effort and confront the scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. Oh, my God. Unless, of course, the racism is against white people. If there's any racism against white people, you know, we got to ignore that. It goes on every day, but we got to ignore it. And, you know, the last thing I'm going to say before I get to the break, and then we've got news, and then we've got the last hour of the show, the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour. I'm going to dedicate that hour to the stolen election, the rigged and stolen election. They stole it from Trump. They rigged the election. They stole certain states. And the news keeps pouring out every single day, and I've got so much of it here. The pile is stacked to the ceiling. And so I'll dedicate that whole last hour to voter fraud and the rigged election and all the latest news and updates about it. And I've got a lot of them. But right now, I want to say another I told you so, because I kept telling everybody that the lockdowns are the worst mistake in the history of America, and that, yes, people are going to die of COVID. I never denied that. But that more of them will die from depression and suicide and drug abuse and alcohol abuse if you close the nation and take their jobs away. So they have no way to live. People are in such poverty, they have no way to live because of those lockdowns. And, of course, the masks cause depression. I believe the vaccines are going to cause a lot of depression, because a lot of people you love are going to die from those vaccines when they cause heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, your lungs to basically, you know, implode, and blood clots to the brain. And there's not going to be enough people to do the things necessary to keep the country going. There won't be enough airline pilots. You heard four British Airways pilots, all young, died in the same week after getting their vaccine. What's going to happen when lots of pilots are sick or dead? What's going to happen when lots of bus drivers are sick or dead? What's going to happen when there's lots of truck drivers sick or dead and there's no one to deliver all the goods to America's stores? Because you injected everybody with an experimental vaccine and you had no idea what it was going to do. So I want to say again, I'm right, because the CDC says drug overdose deaths hit a record 93,300 in the year 2020. The most ever. Drug overdoses soared by almost 30%, reaching a record high of 93,331. And why do you think that is? All those people died of drug overdoses because of the lockdown. They were so depressed and so lonely and so scared about their future. It's a stunning number of people to die of drug overdose, and that doesn't include suicides. God knows what that figure was. And I argued again and again, you lock down the American people, and you're going to have so many drug deaths and so many alcohol deaths and so many drunk driving deaths and so many depression deaths and so many suicide deaths, far more than will ever or could have ever died of COVID. You're ruining the entire fabric of our society with lockdowns. And I was right, and I'll be proven right about this vaccine as well. I'll tell you more what a top doctor says about the vaccine when we get back, as well as all these cases of voter fraud. I've got updates on all of them. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.